This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. U.S. President Donald Trump targeted the western U.S. state of California Tuesday for its leading role in a multi-state lawsuit contesting his declaration of a national emergency to obtain funding for his proposed wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says it's playing out as he predicted Friday while declaring the emergency.
And we will then be sued, and they will sue us in the Ninth Circuit.
California is among 16 states suing over the declaration, saying it's unconstitutional. On Twitter, the president incorrectly said 16 cities are suing. He's noting California's move last week to cancel a high-speed rail line between L.A. and San Francisco, calling it a failed project that became hundreds of times more expensive than the desperately needed wall. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The complaint alleges the emergency declaration is illegal and unconstitutional, and that it harms the states and their residents by taking money away from anti-drug programs, military construction projects, and other law enforcement efforts. India says Pakistan should stop misleading the international community and take action against the perpetrators of a deadly militant attack in Indian Kashmir, while Islamabad has warned it will swiftly retaliate if New Delhi launches any military action against Pakistan. Tensions between the two nuclear-armed rivals have escalated since last week's suicide bombing of Indian military forces in the disputed Kashmir region left 40 paramilitary personnel dead. Both India and Pakistan have recalled their high commissioners for consultations. From Washington, this is VOA News. The list of Democrats battling to oppose U.S. President Donald Trump in the 2020 election grew again Tuesday, with Senator Bernie Sanders announcing he is joining the race. Sanders tried to win the Democratic Party's nomination in 2016, but lost to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Sanders, a frequent critic of Donald Trump, told supporters, "We are running against a president who is a pathological liar, a fraud, a racist, a sexist, a xenophobe, and someone who is undermining American democracy as he leads us in an authoritarian direction." And he added,
"It is absolutely imperative that Donald Trump be defeated."
Sanders has been ranked among the leaders in opinion polls of prospective 2020 candidates, but he faces challenges from a large pool of other progressives who advocate for many of the same issues that he brought into the party's mainstream. Negotiators from China and the United States will resume to resolve the ongoing trade war between the world's biggest economies. The White House says a third round of negotiations will take place Tuesday and Wednesday in Washington between lower-level deputies before moving on to senior-level talks on Thursday. The statement said the talks will focus on achieving needed structural changes in China that affect trade between the United States and China. The administration has threatened to raise tariffs from 10% to 25% if a deal is not reached by March 2nd. But President Trump said last week he may be willing to push back the deadline, depending on how well the talks are going. Ahead of a second U.S.-North Korea summit next week, a former North Korean diplomat says the nation's leader has no intention of giving up its nuclear weapons. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
Tae Young-ho, who defected to South Korea in 2016, says next week's meeting in Vietnam will be a failure if President Donald Trump can't get Kim Jong-un to declare he will abandon all of his nuclear facilities and weapons and return North Korea to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Agreement. Tae says the North's leader sees his upcoming second summit with Trump as a chance to cement his country's status as a nuclear weapons state. Tae is the highest level North Korean diplomat to defect to the South. I'm Charles Ledesma.
President Donald Trump, in a speech partly intended to be heard by members of the military in Venezuela, called for the end of socialism in that country, saying the United States seeks a peaceful transition of power, but all options are open. In Miami, Trump appealed to Venezuelan soldiers to ignore orders from President Nicolas Maduro and accept the amnesty offer made by the head of the National Assembly, Juan Guaido, who is now recognized as Venezuela's president by the United States and about 50 other countries. I'm Faith Lapidus. This is VOA News.